Well, the U.S. raised the possibility of military force at the United Nations today. More now on America's options from Ben Tracy.
One of our capabilities lies with our considerable military forces. We will use them if we must.
At an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. will propose tougher sanctions against North Korea, including restricting oil imports and cutting off sources of hard currency.
Today is a dark day. It is a dark day because yesterday's actions by North Korea made the world a more dangerous place.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin met in Moscow and announced that they oppose any use of force against North Korea or sanctions that would strangle its economy. China is North Korea's main ally and accounts for more than 80% of its trade. To pressure the North into ending its missile tests, China has stopped buying North Korean coal. But it has not cut off oil shipments to North Korea, fearing that could cause Kim Jong-un's regime to collapse, destabilizing the Korean peninsula.
The Russians and the Chinese just don't care. It's not their problem.
Jeffrey Lewis is an expert on nuclear policy. He says without a coordinated international response, tough talk and sanctions are the only realistic weapons the U.S. has to fight North Korea.
So I would expect that cycle to repeat. They'll be condemned. They'll be angry about it. They'll do a nuclear test, and then we'll be back to square one again. Lather, rinse, repeat.